Did you start?
Yeah.
So we're live now?
Mm-hmm.
Not really live because we record it and then post it.
Okay. But we're recording right now.
So let me put on my radio voice. Welcome to Cultivating Change with Martin Mayorga and
Nicholas Mayorga.
We're here at the very unorganized home office that I need to take a look at. And we have a bird's nest of wires in the corner that Nikki's got to organize.
Yes, I do.
Going to do a quick podcast, then we're going to go do some weights and get swole, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Got to keep this kid in shape and get myself back into shape. So we're going to do a podcast today. Let's do it.
All right.
Today's podcast is, you know, and I don't really think of a topic and lay out notes, and I just kind of go with what's bugging me the most. And today what's bugging me the most is nothing really new, but something that I'm just tired of, which is the fact that the coffee industry pretends to care about producers but doesn't. And today, in this day and age with coronavirus and all the concerns, economic, health, and social, every concern out there, I see two things that are pretty much what I've seen in coffee since I started in it 23 years ago, which is big companies are quiet and kind of self-congratulatory, and little companies are caring about themselves and their people and the people that look like them. You know, I get and respect that everybody's going through tough times, but I also think tough times are what reveals what really makes up who you are and what you care about. And what I did today and over the last, well, I do it all the time, but today I really focused on talking to producers and people in Latin America that we work with to say, what is your reality? What's going on? And what do you think is important for me to know as your partner, but also consumers to know? And I did a live Instagram live with Oman, who is the manager of Capucas in Honduras. Great partner. We do about 1.2 million pounds a year with them a year. You know, give them upfront contracts, help them get the financing through third-party guarantees, blah, blah, blah. Real direct relationship for you kids out there pretending that direct trade is knowing whose name is on a bag. So, you know, and then every producer I talk to is the same theme. It's, look, we don't have the luxury of staying at home in these communities. We don't have the luxury of guaranteed clean water. We don't have the luxury of guaranteed food every day. And I'm going to do a series. So today's series is going to be based on my conversation with Oman in Capucas in Honduras. Because I think it's important for me to have these honest conversations. I'm going to then do these Instagram live videos afterwards and so that people can have the conversation with us, and then I'll do a podcast about it. I just decided that, by the way, so we're going to do that.
Nice.
Take note, Nikki.
Okay.
So ultimately, you know, the theme with Oman, which was very common, was people live day to day. They don't have the luxury of staying at home. The reality they're in is they're done with harvest primarily. Some people still have some coffee at their houses. Which is how it works. They farm at their homes, essentially. And the coffee's at the mill. And it's good and bad. So the good news is it's picked and the labor is, you know, has been put out there as far as the efforts. But now you have coffee sitting in a mill. And the way the mills work is they need to process, bag the coffee, and then it's got to sit for 30 days or so before it can be exported. Because of the stay-at-home orders, a lot of these mills can't operate at full capacity. There's even shortage of burlap bags. So we've had to adjust with some of our mills to actually take super sacks instead of burlap. So the cash flow has stopped for the mills, and that's going to be an impact for them. For producers, it's not so bad because, as I was mentioning, the contracts that we give them and that we help them get financed gave them the money to get through the harvest. The bad news is that they have to pay that money back to the banks through, you know, through the, or the mill has to pay the money back through the banks, and there's a slowdown. So, you know, it's very interesting to hear, again, something that doesn't surprise me, which was the local banks in Honduras understand, they're sitting down with everybody, you're working out the realities of the situation, or, you know, kind of restructuring payment, asking for interest only. These multinational, quote unquote, social lenders are leaning on these guys hard, writing demand letters, threatening to come in and, you know, seize assets. I mean, aggressive, horrible, inhuman, or is it inhumane? One of those two.
Inhumane, I think.
Thank you. Homeschooling. And they're just leaning on these guys. And it goes again into the BS of our industry, which is these social lenders, which I've caught charging 19, 20, 21% interest and taking full collateral of people's farms. They're not who we think they are. And I think at this time in industry, we need to come to reality with these things. And we need to come to reality of what's happening. So that's another aspect that I think should be touched on, should be discussed more, is these financiers that pretend to do good because they're loaning to poor people and whose principals have told me, yeah, my interest rates are higher, but I'm dealing with the poorest people in the world and they're the highest risk. So let's not kid ourselves that these are do-gooders. They're, you know, finance groups that make money off the very poor people of the world. The other interesting thing I heard was that they're getting European companies are more apt to give them kind of a heads up, hey, we might take product over 3 months instead of now. American companies are more all about, hey, we're canceling contracts, we're not going to take this product because poor us, we're, you know, our business slowed down, I have to put my baristas out of work. And I get that. I'm a business owner. I understand. I empathize with any business that is struggling. But you can't pretend to care about farmers when it's convenient for you. And then when it's time to really realize the humanity behind your coffee, basically shove the coffee back down their throats. I think there's this hypocrisy is now being seen very readily. And I think we need to be aware of it. We need to talk about it because, like I tell people, a lot of small roasters opened up between 2011 and 2014, or till now, really. And they like the kind of the showmanship of having a coffee shop, being a barista, having latte art, doing your throwdowns, doing this, doing that. And then they realize, oh, wait, I have to pretend to care about farmers in order to compete. So then they really cared about farmers in the best marketable way possible. They don't really. Let's stop kidding ourselves. Let's stop pretending. Let's not pretending the direct trade roaster that moves 10 bags a month is making any impact on anybody when they're not even direct trading. They're buying from, you know, one of the big importers. Let's use this crisis to be real and to understand the reality of situations. And let's kind of stop the bullshit and start making real impact. Sorry, Nikki, I didn't mean to offend you. And the other element, which again is a common theme, is this. Because the harvest wasn't fully done, and some of these producers relied on some labor, they can't pay the pickers to pick. So they basically say, look, you know, we can't, you know, because all the coffee hasn't been transacted and, you know, some of these loans don't give 100% of the money. Now we have pickers who are basically being told not to come harvest because of financial reasons, because there's also some communities aren't letting anybody in from other communities, because they're concerned that they've been to, you know, they've picked up coronavirus and might bring it to their community. So what you see now is the pickers, who in the hierarchy of the coffee industry are probably in the lowest rung in every possible way, are now going home with half of the income that they were going to make. And to understand the impact of that, you have to understand this. Most of these pickers who basically go from community to community to pick coffee, they make just enough money to survive and just enough money and usually not enough money to get through to the next harvest, to the point where we have a term called the lean months in the coffee industry, which are the months where literally people can't fucking eat because they don't make enough money, because we as consumers don't recognize their needs and we as coffee industry don't really care about their needs and we pretend to, which is to me inhumane, as I learned is the right way to say it. So those were kind of the big takeaways. I mean, one of the bigger takeaways, and it sounds self-serving, is that Omar was very adamant about the importance of relationships and me calling him and asking him, you know, what can we do and working together and saying, okay, you know, if you can't ship these five containers, let's, you know, I'll make some adjustments and okay, you're out of burlap bags, send us super sacks. But I think this is where relationships are going to really be defined, and real relationships are going to help everybody survive through the financial crisis that's basically in front of us. And I think it's when people really realize that these are friendships, man. Omar and Pedro and Douglas and Johnny and all the people we work with in Honduras are my friends. And I don't like to see my friends struggle, and I like to help my friends when I can. And I think that's where we're seeing the power of relationships. But I don't know. I felt like doing this quick podcast more than anything because I'm once again disappointed by the coffee industry and the hypocrisy that we operate under as an industry. And I hate to say we because I'm not part of it, but I am in the industry. You know, it's been tough for coffee shops. I've seen coffee shops that have had to lay people off. It's horrible. I trust me, I understand the pain behind that. I've also seen some coffee shops that just send a letter out to 190 employees and say, hey, you're out of a job. You know, we're going to keep going at this. And, you know, when we're ready, we'll hire you back. I think that's pretty heartless and self-centered and, you know, egotistical. I've told my staff, we're going to raise this ship and go forward and do it together, or we're sinking together. But there's no secrets, there's no surprises, and we are going to succeed and we're going to do it together. So anyway, I understand the impact on cafes, coffee shops, baristas, roasters. I empathize. I'm trying to help as many as I can in any way I can. But please don't forget that you claim to care about roasters. You should care about them even when you're struggling too. Because you know what? I'm sorry, you care about farmers. It's been a long day, a long week, long couple weeks.
Yeah, I've seen you.
You've seen me. So, you know, if we're going to talk about caring about farmers, let's care about them even when we're having a hard time. I'm not having the easiest few weeks. Neither is our staff. Neither is everybody around me. I've been probably more crabby than usual and just intense. But I still care about the people I care about, even more so now. So I just ask the coffee industry to stop the BS, stop the self-serving nature of how we operate. And let's be honest, big companies, you pay crap. Just stay quiet, make your money, and you know your time will come. Little companies, don't lie. Don't pretend to be some altruistic, you know, nonprofit, you know, trying to do good when you're taking, you know, 300% markup and, you know, the second times get tough, you bail on everybody. Let's just fight through this. Let's get through this together. But let's not forget the farmers and everybody involved. So that's my rant part of the conversation. To summarize, I mean, everything Kapuka's is better than it could be given the circumstances. They've harvested most of their coffee. They're trying to get through the kind of logistical headache of moving things out of the mill and then the port. But I think they're also seeing who the real partners are and who the real financial institutions that want to support farmers or the ones who want to take advantage of them. And I think it's like I told Omar, this is when we realize who's who and who we want to focus more attention on and who we want to kind of distance ourselves from. I'm glad that they're all healthy. I'm glad that they're all positive. They're very religious people who believe in their faith, and that keeps them strong and positive and, you know, bright. And just, you know, it's a pleasure to talk to them because their attitude is so positive. But, you know, they need to be recognized and they need to be, you know, understood as far as what their realities are. So that's that on Honduras, Kapuka's, my conversation with Omar. I'll be doing those Instagram lives. I don't know when. I'll be following up with these podcasts. It was supposed to be every Wednesday, Nikki.
Oh, and it's Friday.
So we'll do our best. It's been crazy times, guys. And I'm going to talk about it more, but right now I don't feel like it's right for me to talk about my org and what we're doing.
That's He's going gray.
What's that?
He's going gray from all the stress.
I'm going so gray. I feel like there's this new now, like coronavirus marketing, which is disgusting. I get so many companies messaging me about what they're doing and how they're helping. And that's like, cool, just help do, you know, we should all do that. Like, why do we feel like we have to get like marketing brownie points because we're decent freaking people? I don't get that at all. And our industry is doing a lot of that. And a lot of that's self-serving, and I'm exhausted by it. So anyway, I don't want to talk about my org and what we're doing. I want to talk about our farmers, their reality. I want to be their voice where I can be. I want to give them a platform where I can. If you guys have questions, comments, anything, let me know. I may do a podcast every other day now because we have, you know, Honduras, we just did. We're going to do, you know, something with Max in Guatemala. Our friends in Colombia, friends in El Salvador, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Peru. So
Just don't make promises you can't keep, though.
That's right. I will not make promises I can't keep. So we'll do a podcast at some point in the future.
Yeah.
And there may be a lot. There may be not many. But there will be some at some point.
Okay. That's good. That's nice and broad.
I can be held to that. So that's it. Anybody have questions, you know my email, martin@myorganics.com. And Instagram is martinmyorga1, the number one, which is really stupid, but...
You lost your name.
I lost my name.
Tried to get off of Instagram for a while.
I had one of my little hissy fits, and I decided to get off all of social media, and I canceled my accounts. And then I came to reason, and I lost all my good account names.
Yeah, it sucks.
But Myorga Organics is what you should really follow. At Myorga Organics for Instagram, and I'm sure for everything else. Anything else? Anything you want to talk about, Nikki?
Not really. Hope everyone's doing well with this quarantine. Sometimes it can be a little depressing just being inside all day, but if you live in like a house or anything, you can always just go for walks or go places and just try and be outside as much as you can to feel less human. In quarantine and just to feel human, normal.
Here's the thing, and I've told you this, and I think everybody should hear this. Being at home on a stay-at-home order is a privilege that maybe 5% of the people in the world can have. And I'm not just talking that you can be at home with, you know, a lot of people are at home without work, with fear or the uncertainty. It sucks. It's scary. It's intense. But I'm telling you, people in India, Africa, Latin America, a lot of countries can't be home. Even if, you know, it's not an income issue, they don't have clean water. They don't have access to the bathrooms that are sanitary. They don't have food in the pantry. They, you know, we have to recognize, you know, I get so annoyed when people are on social media and complain, oh, it's the 10th day, I'm home with my kids. First of all, don't ever complain about being home with your kids. It's a blessing you get to be with them. You know, don't be annoyed that you have to help educate them. It's your responsibility, regardless whether they're in school or not. And realize that staying at home is a privilege that very few people on a global scale can have and can have in a safe manner. So let's keep things in perspective. Let's, you know, pray, wish, hope, whatever you do, this all gets through, you know, as quickly as possible with the least amount of lives impacted. But let's stay positive. Always stay positive, please, because that is everything in life for me. Mindset and positivity. I stepped on what you were saying, Nikki. Go ahead.
What was I saying? Just to be outside.
Yeah, be outside.
Be outside.
All right.
And use this time to work on yourself and improve yourself.
Exactly, which is why, what are we going to go do now?
Go work out.
Yeah, we did a little cardio in the morning, and then we do weights at night.
Did you go for a run this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
While you were sleeping, buddy.
Wow.
While the sun was still sleeping. Anyway, everybody, I guess I want to say have a great weekend, but it's tough times, but just make the best out of this time. Have the best weekend possible, and take care of yourselves. Be good to everybody. Let's change how we operate. Oh man, let's change how we run businesses. That's a whole other podcast. Businesses suck in general right now, and it's all coming out and it's all being exposed. Let's help the ones that are doing good, and not just for marketing sake, but because it's made up of good people, which is all a company is. It's a group of people, and who leads it is going to determine what kind of people come onto that company and what they're trying to seek. Stop helping the greedy, oppressive a-holes that are running their business for profit only. I think I'll end with that. Have a good weekend.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.